For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. Missouri's Republican-led Senate has passed a bill to ban abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy. Senators approved the legislation 24-10 this morning with just hours left before lawmakers' Friday deadline to pass bills. It needs at least another vote of approval in the GOP-led House before it can go to Republican Governor Mike Parson, who supports it. The bill only allows exceptions in cases of medical emergencies, not rape or incest. Representative Nick Schroer is the bill's sponsor.
It isn't merely a simple heartbeat bill. This is a bill that is all-encompassing.
Senator Jamila Nasheed says the passing of the bill saddens her.
We're turning back the clock on everything that we have fought for over the years since the 70s.
The Missouri bill comes as abortion opponents across the U.S. push for new restrictions in hopes that the conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn its landmark Roe v. Wade ruling legalizing abortion. Kentucky, Mississippi, Ohio, and Georgia have approved bans on abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which can occur in about the sixth week of pregnancy. Alabama's governor signed a near-total abortion ban yesterday. A lobbyist for a medical marijuana trade group is co-hosting a high-dollar fundraiser for Governor Mike Parson next week as officials finalize rules for the state's fledgling medical marijuana program, which is scheduled to launch next year. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports it obtained a copy of an invitation to the fundraiser at which guests are asked to spend between $2,600 and $25,000. Proceeds go to Parson's campaign committee and his political action committee. Parson's PAC chair, John Hancock, says the group has a broad cross-section of contributors. Some MU faculty members are expressing concerns about the potential impact of MU's new budget model on departmental programs and graduate school enrollment. KBIA's Trevor Hook has more.
The new resource allocation model shifts budgeting responsibility to individual schools and departments within the university. The model will calculate an allotted amount of money for a college, incorporating factors like student tuition, tuition waivers, and the amount of space used by a school or department. Critics worry that the new model may hurt graduate school enrollment or discourage interdisciplinary study, but MU Vice Chancellor of Finance Rhonda Gibler says she hears them.
There's some amount of trepidation and change and uncertainty will produce that. That's one of the reasons that we're doing this more than a year out from when we're actually going to use the model to arrive at people's allocations. We want them to take that energy that may come around with, I need to know what this means, and really be able to use it effectively to come up with solutions for the future.
Gibler says the model emphasizes transparency in how money is spent campus-wide. The model is set to take effect in July of next year. Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.
Missouri lawmakers have approved new requirements for a state demographer responsible for drawing state, House, and Senate districts under a voter-approved constitutional amendment. The bill, given final approval today by the House, would create an online site for the demographer to receive suggested maps and comments from the public. Those materials all would be open to the public. The legislation also would bar the demographer from receiving gifts and require them to fill a statement of personal financial interest, as other state officials must do. The measure now goes to Governor Mike Parson. I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.